Moody's Analytics will host its second annual Ag Day virtual conference dedicated to the discussion of agriculture. Ag lending professionals come together for 2 days of peer sharing, best practice concepts, and critical insight into agriculture's road ahead. Learn more at moodysanalytics.com/Moody's Ag Day 2021.
Haley Swan is an Iowa native, Bloomfield, Iowa, right?
Yes.
You have come to the Iowa State Fair for a number of reasons this year.
Yes.
You've come to the fair and seen the fair like no one else before because you are the 2018 Iowa State Fair Queen, which means this year you have a different role. What is it?
I do. I am the Queen Chaperone this year, and I am so excited. I get to take the Queen around to all the different events that she gets to go to this year, and it's going to be a blast.
Okay, we are right off the stage where you were crowned. It is the night. We are just minutes away from the Queen competition. Are you nervous?
Not really, actually. I was not nervous. I was more invested in the girls, all the girls that were around me that whole night. It was so much fun. It went by so fast. I do remember, though, seconds before Bill Riley was saying, he was saying all the different gifts and all the different sponsorships for the Iowa State Fair Queen, and I started getting nervous and butterflies in my stomach, and that does not usually happen for me. And I thought, what is going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Iowa State Fair Queen hails from Davis County.
Well, then he called Davis, and I thought, wait, I'm from Davis. I about forgot for a minute, but.
Haley Swan.
So very, very exciting.
Okay, to get to the State Fair Queen competition, you have to win your county competition. Tell me about your home county.
I love my home county. I am so blessed to be in a town where there are many people who are very supportive of not only the fair, but the kids who are in the fair. And so there were multiple people throughout the week at my county fair, just when I was a county queen. They were so supportive of me throughout the whole entire week. If I needed anything, they were there. And it has been, I have been very blessed to be to be raised in Bloomfield.
Well, tell me about raising your family. I've met your mother, and I think I've met your father now. Tell me their names and what they mean to you.
Yes. Well, my family is wonderful. And so my mom is Kelly. My dad is Shane, and I have one wonderful sister, Megan. She actually is very involved.
Older, younger?
Oh, younger. Okay. She is younger. She is 3 years younger, but this whole week during the Queen competition, the girls have said that she looks older, and it's true. She looks older now. But yes, we are a family that does everything together, so they mean the world to me. I'm actually going to college this year at Central, and it's going to be tough leaving them, but I know they'll always be there for me.
Is that because you did last year virtual, or were you staying at home going to the other school?
Yep. So I was going to Indian Hills, staying at home, so I'll be a transfer student going to Central, and I get to play tennis there this year too, so I'm super excited for that.
The grow up situation, the home situation, farm, yeah. Town, where are you at?
Crazy you ask. It was town, farm, town. So we lived in town for a little bit, and then we moved back to the farm because my parents were both country kids and they lived on a farm. And then we moved back to town. My sister and I were just very involved in different school and community activities, and it was easier to live in town for that, but my family is ready to move back to, we'll always be farm people at heart.
Okay, I was gonna make you pick. I mean, is there one that you like better than the other?
Farm all the way.
Okay,
all
why?
I love the peace and quiet and the beauty of a farm. And yeah.
The peace and quiet,
yep.
It's hard to beat the views.
Yes, no, you cannot beat the views, cannot. No.
When you were in your time as queen, did you travel around the state to both city and rural spots?
I did, yes. I actually came to the Polk County Fair, so definitely got a little bit of city around the state fairgrounds. And then I went to many different rural spots with their county fairs. And I, of course, live in southeast Iowa. And so going up to northwest, northeast, and even the central part, Iowa looks different wherever you go. And I loved that. Definitely going to the north side of Iowa, there were a lot of rolling hills and definitely a lot of dairy farms that I got to see, which is not what you see in southeast Iowa. So that was wonderful.
Is that all part of the role of Queen? I mean, what is the role when she's not here at the state fair?
So the role of the Queen is the next summer she travels all throughout Iowa, going to different county fairs. And I know there was a few days, it's every day, basically almost every day in July, a few in June, and a few in August too. And I remember one day when I was Queen, we had three different fairs that we had to go to. So it's very common for a Queen to go to multiple fairs in a day.
Multiple fairs in a day, and you're trying to juggle, and some of them might not be in the next county over.
Oh, no.
You may have to do 50 to 100 miles in any of the day, and you're going by yourself to all of these?
No, so you always have to have a chaperone with you. So my family is a fair family, so my family always came with me, and it was wonderful to have them. Of course, you know, our car started to get a little cramped at the end, but it was fun.
Was there one fair in particular or two that you're like, this is incredible?
Yes.
You have to pick a favorite child.
Okay, this is hard. All of them were wonderful. I will say that. I loved, and here's what I loved about the fair. The people. Everywhere you go, there are kind and generous people who love their county at every fair. I loved that. I will say, though, Dubuque and Sioux County, best ice cream. Wonderful, wonderful ice cream there. I will also say, Clay County was also very neat. Very neat. Which there's, they basically have a mini state fair up there.
It's a huge thing. The Clay County Fair is a big, big deal.
Yeah.
The Sioux County, I mean, you're talking two extremes of the state. You're talking like a politician. You're very good at mentioning both corners of the state. So tell me about your role this year. It's going to be different from the sense you don't wear the crown, but you get to go with the Queen all the time.
That is correct. And ever since I learned about this role, the day after I was crowned, and I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to be a chaperone now, because it sounds so much fun. And so all of the past queens have been chaperones as well. And so I've been getting a lot of wonderful advice from them. And they've just said that it's a wonderful experience because you get to watch everything you did. And that's what I'm so excited for, is to see the Queen's face when she is announced. And then the next day, you are on the golf cart and rolling with her. And I'm so excited for that. And of course, all the fair food that you get to try too.
Who was your main handler?
So mine was Amanda Rinneker, and I was graduating high school when she was graduating college. So she was we say that our past queens, they were queen sisters. I felt like she was my queen mom that year. Yeah.
And in fact, this year's queen, Hannah, is also graduating. She's going to go into, she's student teaching now. So you're still not quite caught up into the age to the past. So you were very young. Were you 18 when you were crowned?
I was 17.
You were 17.
I was.
Had you been the youngest fair queen in quite a while?
I had been the youngest fair queen in about three years. And then that fair queen had been the youngest for a while as well. So, yes, I am referred to as the queen baby with our queen family.
Speaking of family, your mom is now helping with the competition as well.
She is. She is the Iowa State Fair Queen coordinator this year, and she has enjoyed just getting to be with all of the queens this year. So it's been a family affair.
Is there always 99, 100, somewhere in that area?
Yes. So there can be up to 103. There can be up to 103 county queens. This year we have 101. So,
okay.
Yes.
So right now they have been spending 3-4 days in Des Moines going, basically having every movement somebody's watching.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes. That is correct. Because the judges are in a room, but even if the judges aren't out there, there are people all around looking for, we have a something called Personality Plus, which is a lot like Miss Congeniality, and not just the judges are voting on that, all of the girls are voting on that, too.
You're voting on each other?
Yes, they are. They are. Yeah. Yeah. It's a, yeah, tough competition, but this year has been absolutely wonderful. The girls have been great. They have really enjoyed themselves, and they got to come to the fair yesterday. They introduced themselves. They did a whole runway show, which was, they had to learn that in 2 days. So they have been kept busy.
It's not an easy thing on the beforehand, because I'm guessing you know, hey, it's watching me what I'm doing, right?
Right.
I mean, you always think somebody,
because
there could be people right now still watching you. They might take that crown away, right? But you always feel that way?
Well, you always feel like, okay, we're at the fair. I have to be on. People are watching. You think about those little ones. There are always little ones who are watching. Yeah.
I asked Hannah the other night before the fair parade started, I said, so what advice would you have for little girls that might be watching from afar? Same question to you. I think I asked it to you maybe 2 years ago.
I would say if they look at the queen and they ever think, oh, I don't know if I could ever do that, go for it. That experience, just getting the experience to be with other girls who are running, you gain so much from that. And so it's a wonderful program.
There are some who think that this time has passed us by and that the queen thing is outdated. Why is it not outdated?
I believe it's not outdated just because the queen is, her purpose is to make Iowans feel valued. And so when you see the queen and you get to talk to her, conversate with her a little bit, it makes you feel special, because I don't know about you, but every past county fair queen and state fair queen I've met, they have been absolutely wonderful and they pay attention to you.
Have you become friends with some of the, are you more friends with the girls that you were in the competition with, or maybe some of the ones that have become, who have been queens in the past?
Yes. So I would say a little bit of both, but I definitely, Hannah is one of my best friends. So yes, we have gotten very close, and I actually have met a few county queens in Walmart, in a shopping mall, in different areas like that, at a concert. It's been crazy just to see all the different people that, all the different county queens that you ran with in the most random places. Yeah.
They're everywhere, just like the people watching you to check off, you know, if you're going to get Personality Plus.
Right, exactly.
They're
everywhere.
And some girls will be in each other's weddings.
Oh, yes.
And become very strong family friends. And so that fraternity or sorority is tight. When you look at the fair and where we're at right now, when you stepped on the grounds the other day, did you have flashbacks?
I thought to myself, home sweet home. It has been such an experience. And the fair meant a lot to me before I was honored with the queen role. My family and I have been coming up here ever since. I say I'm 20, but I've been coming here for 21 years because my mom was pregnant with me when she came up. And so it has definitely been close to our hearts. But then afterwards, and being a queen, you get to see a little behind the scenes of how many people it takes to make this all happen. And so it's been a humbling experience to get to just see all of the different people that are working to make this fair come together.
So where I first met Haley was just a few weeks before the 2018 fair. You had come to our building to be go through our 4-H Junior Reporter program, mm-hmm. and you were assigned to do stories at the fair after Saturday. You said, hey, I've got this queen thing. After that, I can report. And then you go and get the crown and you're the queen. Did you just not want to be a reporter? Is that what this is all about?
I'm not gonna lie, a little tears were shed when I couldn't do the 4-H reporter that year. But thankfully, thank goodness for Clark Colby, he was able to give me that opportunity the next year, because the next year the State Fair Queen does the first 3 days of the fair, and then the next queen does the rest of the fair. So I was actually able to interview my 4-H, my former 4-H club that came up and volunteered at Little Hands on the Farm. I got the red polo with the green 4-H sign, and it was wonderful.
I think I've been saying it wrong. You were the 2019 queen, right? Or were you the 2018?
I was 2018.
Okay, you were 18 because 19 and 20 Hannah has been the longest serving. You were one of the younger. She's now one of the longest. So what are we going to have tonight? We'll see what that goes. Okay. You were in 4-H. Tell me the name of your 4-H club and what did you do when you were in 4-H?
So my 4-H club was Shequest Eagles, and I had a wonderful leader, Debbie Jarr. She is like family to me. She's my 4-H mom. And I went in 4-H. Of course, I love to do communications. And then I also did some extemporaneous speaking. I made jam every year with my grandma, and that was very fun. I did a woodworking project one year. And, you know, 4-H is great because you get to do so many opportunities. That was a one and done kind of thing for me. I learned I am not a woodworker, but it was a fun experience. And I also showed my dog, which was really fun.
Want to go for a ride?
Absolutely.
So one of the things of working here at the fair is you have this golf cart. You were driven around all the time. You this year have to be the driver. Are you prepared for what you're going to have to do as driving around?
So here's what happened, Paul. My summer consisted of going to our local golf course, and I drove my dad around while he golfed. And I got to, of course, do a few putts, and so that was really fun. But yes, I have trained, and I feel as I am ready. I am ready to drive a golf cart.
Did the schedule wear you out when you were queen? Because it's intense.
It is. It is intense. And the great thing about being at the Iowa State Fair is during the day, you are here and you don't even have time to think about being tired. But when you hit that bed at night, you are ready to get some sleep. So it was a wonderful experience. But at the same time, on that last day, I definitely took a few naps for the next 3 days.
I will warn you, you are going to come around corners and scare people. Are you prepared? Do you think people will, you're going to have the girl with the crown next to you. Do you think that's going to buy you some leeway?
Yes. You know, I think I'm not going to need one of those siren things. They'll see the crown and maybe move out of the way. I'm hoping.
Okay, but so give me a sense of the fair queen experience. Is it free food at every turn? Do you have to say no to all these requests? And you don't say no, but that means you, this year as the handler, get to be the heavy and say no.
Right. So, there are a few places that when you go there, the queen gets free food. There are a few places that they say, oh, you're the Iowa State Fair Queen. $5, please. You know? So it's a balance. It's a balance. But I know when I was queen, I found this one stand that had wonderful corn dogs, and they gave it to me free every day, which was wonderful, but it was a lot of corn dogs that week.
Well, and the name of this segment is Corn Dog Conversation.
Yes.
So you are a fan of a corn dog, and what's your
my favorite corn dog
way to
is
do it.
Yes. So my favorite way to do a corn dog is you have the corn dog and you do one zigzag of ketchup, one zigzag of mustard, just like the picture. I love that. Not too much sauce, but just enough.
Did you like corn dogs prior to becoming queen?
Yes, I did. Loved them. And strawberry smoothies.
Oh, yeah. Strawberry smoothies are good.
They are. They're a staple for me at the fair.
What do you think of all this equipment that we have to do? I mean, is this, you're going into communications is what you're telling me. What is it you want to do?
I would absolutely love to, any way that I would get to speak and ask people about stories of their lives, because that is what fascinates me, is you, especially in Iowa, you meet so many different people that have so many different stories, come from very different backgrounds, and I would love to spend my life listening to those stories and hearing about all the different things that happen.
Do you have flashbacks at every turn and realize, oh, I talked to so-and-so at this point and this about this part of their life?
Yes, I do. So we are coming up to the thrill zone. I think it might be behind us. I have flashbacks from those rides because the fair queen, the state fair queen, she has to ride some of the rides on the thrill zone. Well, I guess they're right over there, the slingshot and then the one that turns too. There's two different rides that she rides, and the whole time I was on the slingshot, I was saying, oh shoot, oh shoot. That's all you hear on the video of me riding that ride. So yes, and of course we just passed the 4-H building, and so that is definitely flashbacks coming from there. I remember my sister was giving a presentation and I was there as the state fair queen, and I got to speak at the room that she was giving a presentation in, and that was a really special moment for both of us.
I don't know if you said her name, but tell us your sister's name again.
Yes. My sister is Megan, okay. And she is going to be a senior this year. She's actually the color guard captain this year, so that is super exciting for her.
When does she enter the queen competition, or does she not get into the family business?
Yes. Well, she is actually thinking about running next year, but this year she has been the picture girl for Queen's Week. So, and she's been running around doing all different kinds of things for my mom, who is coordinating this year. And so, yeah, it has definitely been a family affair. My dad was the shuttle guy for the Queens. They got to volunteer at Little Hands on the Farm and Fun Forest, and that was really fun for them.
Well, I hope you have fun.
Thank you.
A great ambassador for the state as well as the competition as a whole. And when you
Thank
take
you.
My job, just step on me gently, okay?
Oh my goodness, I don't think that could ever happen, but thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right.
This has been wonderful.
All right, thanks, Haley. And that will do it for this installment of Corn Dog Conversations at the Iowa State Fair is the MTOM podcast, which, as always, is a production of Iowa PBS and the Market to Market TV show. Thank you for watching. Haley, again, thank you for this crazy concept, and have fun at the fair.
Thank you. You too.
Moody's Analytics will host its second annual Ag Day virtual conference dedicated to the discussion of agriculture. Ag lending professionals come together for 2 days of peer sharing, best practice concepts, and critical insight into agriculture's road ahead. Learn more at moodysanalytics.com/Moody's Ag Day 2021.